I'm Lou Berry from Anne Berry Marketing, and I help businesses market themselves better so that they can attract new customers and increase their sales.
Whereabouts are you based?
In Brighouse.
In Brighouse?
Sunny Brighouse.
Excellent, good stuff. What's your background?
My background is 15 years working for a corporate doing a variety of things around marketing, selling, customer satisfaction, and all of those led me to set up my own business where I can kind of bring that corporate level skill and oversight to smaller businesses that really need that level of help and expertise that they don't have internally.
You won't be, but I'm old enough to remember the days when sales and marketing were very separate things, different teams doing very different things.
Yes, I've had an experience of that where we had a sales and marketing director combined,
right,
and also worked under singular sales and marketing directors, and it was a very different
approach. So you're in a really good position to... I'm kind of fascinated about where is that line? Where is something sales and where is it marketing? Because both are designed to sell things, aren't they?
Yes.
Where do you see that line being?
I think it's quite grey, but I think it depends on your customer journey a lot of the time. So how much you're having to draw people in initially, like if it's a new product or something that they're not familiar with purchasing or something they're purchasing frequently, the marketing element is a much bigger part of that journey.
Yeah.
Really, the sales is about, once they know what they want, being able to bring them into your particular offer in your particular business.
That makes sense. It's a bit colder, it's a bit harder sales, isn't it? It's like, it's getting it over the line.
I don't think it is. I think people do nowadays, because of social media especially, everybody feels like everything's selling and marketing is selling and selling is marketing. And it is to a degree, because all you're trying to do is help people make a decision that's right for them.
Yeah.
And whether that's a yes or a no to your business, the quicker you can help somebody get to that point is better for you, because you're not using your resources flogging a dead horse, so to speak. And it's easier for them, because then if you're not the right thing, they've kind of learnt something and they can move on to a different part of the market to find the right solution for them.
Helping people make the right decision for them. I feel like we've rebranded both sales and marketing inside 2.5 minutes there.
Excellent. My work is done.
That's what we can all retire
Mic
now.
Drop.
Excellent. What kind of stuff are you finding is really working at the moment from a marketing perspective?
It's kind of a double-edged sword. There's a lot of automation that works well, particularly if you're a volume business, if you're somebody that's bringing in prospects for, I don't know, home things. So if you do kitchens, windows, doors, things like that, where you need a decent volume, it's quite difficult to manage that interaction. So automating that initial few touch points is a really good way to give people the information to sort of progress them on the journey without using all your resources. The contradiction to that is that what people want more and more is personalization, personal touch. So it's about sort of finding that point in the journey where people are happy to be automated because it's an easy transaction for both of you, and then understanding what the point is where the relationship element really kicks in and they do want the person, whether that's by email or phone or physically, they want the human that they know they can place some trust in their knowledge. So it's about where, I think that slider moves up and down depending on the value of the product and things like that.
Yeah, that makes sense. I'm obviously slightly more on like the content side of marketing.
Yeah.
And I've been hearing for several years people making predictions that AI will mean the end of people producing content. Don't need to, because AI will do it all for us.
Yeah.
It's not happened. I don't think it's ever going to happen. But what's your take on where AI fits into things from a marketing perspective, perhaps from a sales perspective? You know, automation is a word that feels relevant when we bring up this subject of AI.
Yeah, I think automation doesn't have to equal AI. It doesn't have to be generated by anybody other than you. It can just be sort of solidifying what your script or your process is and putting it into automated responses. In terms of AI and content, I feel it's really important not to lose your personal touch. And even as a bigger brand, you still have a tone of voice. You know, any brand development work that you do is around that tone of voice and how you distinguish yourself from your marketplace. So I don't think AI can do that. What AI can do is it can help you when you've not had your cup of coffee in the morning. It can when you're a bit tired because the kids have kept you up and you just not quite got that creative juice flowing. It's really good for ideation, for iteration, for tweaking, for just getting things going in a different direction. So I would always, rather than start with AI, I would start with yourself and what you know and what you're good at, and then ask AI to help you refine it or explore other ways to do the same thing, rather than use that as the source of information.
Well said, well said. If anyone wants to find out more about you and maybe the services that you offer, what's the best way for them to do that?
The best way for them to do that is to find me on LinkedIn. It's Lou Berry. And I will be on there waiting for you all to come and talk to me about what we've said today.
Excellent, good stuff. If people want to come and argue with us, then...
I would love that.
That'd be great, yeah.
From Yorkshire, I love a good heated... Let's have a heated debate like Mrs. Merson.
We'll take it on. Brilliant. Lou, thanks very much. It's been great to chat to you today.
Cool, you too, thanks.